It has been suggested that Paulus Potter's painting of a bull and two cows should be read symbolically, but I was interested in what the painting might suggest to someone who knew about cattle. So I asked my neighbour, Steve Creed, a dairy farmer in the St Catherine's Valley outside Bath, what he made of the painting.
It's notable that all three cattle seem to be of different breeds. The cow on the right with its rear towards us looks a little like what we'd call today a Channel Island breed, Guernseys or Jerseys, but probably isn't. It's only a similarity, it's just a coincidence, because it's only more recently that animals have been bred into specific breeds, such as Friesian or Hereford or Aberdeen Angus. I imagine back in the 17th century, they would have had dual-purpose cattle, not the specialisation we have today. So actually, it wouldn't be a truly dairy animal as we would view cattle today. You can imagine a scenario where they would milk it in the morning and only get a few pints of milk, but it would also have its calf running at foot that would then drink its milk and grow. So you'd get enough milk for the kitchen, but also you would get a full-grown calf that would produce meat at the end of the summer. Unlike today, where breeds are specialised into dairy or beef breeds. Bulls were a lot more dangerous then than today, because of the breeding that's gone on to make them not dangerous so people can work around them. Up to quite recently, local police stations had to actually carry firearms purely to shoot wild bulls that had escaped into the village or into the street from fields. And that would have been the only reason the police would have needed a firearm in those days. Today, bulls are bred to be a lot more placid, so they're less of a health hazard to the people that have to work with them. It's very difficult to tell by the unusual expression the bull has if he's likely to be a danger to the person painting him or not. I don't think he looks that aggressive to me. Maybe he's saying, if he could speak, can I move now? No, it doesn't have to be 4 hours.